Oh, I had a battle yesterday to get a message, but I know that God really wants to speak. We're in a time where God is moving on the earth, but it's a time where there's a shaking and something's happening. And here was the elections last night, and, you know, it was, well, I thought the results were amazing. We just have to pray that Peters just gets in there and supports the right party. But, you know, we prayed on Wednesday, and it was amazing. Thanks. But, you know, the world is being shaken. Who agrees with it? Things are happening that have never happened before. And you know, this is a time when we need to get our eyes on Jesus. It's a time where God is saying that we need to be built up in Him. And as I share today, I just pray, Holy Spirit, that You will come upon us. And I just pray that Your Word will be revealed to us, Lord, that it will go into our spirits, into our minds, and into our hearts. Lord, we want to change. We don't want to stay the same. We want to be filled with You, Holy Spirit. We want to know You in a way that we've never known You before. We want to be with You. We want to be touched by You. We want to be an example of Your glory and Your love. And I just pray, Father, that today, Holy Spirit, You'll come more than You've ever been before, that You will fill us to overflowing, that, Lord, where we need reassurance, that You will give it to us. Lord, we're coming into a time where You're going to move in such a way upon us that we've never experienced what we're going to feel. And I'm really in the prophetic. God's saying, you've never been touched this way. And God's saying, be ready for what I'm about to do, but make yourself available. It's like, you know, have your arms outstretched and just say, Father, I'm available to You. I'm available. I want to be used in this time. As I said last week, eternity is such a long time, and it's what we do on earth now that counts. And that really gets into my spirit. And I'm saying, God, I want to count for You in these last times. You know, I was I don't know whether anybody saw it on news or whether it was on Christian news, but, you know, there was a baby being dedicated in Mexico. Did anybody see that story? And there's a family of 13 around the baby that was being dedicated. And the earthquake came and killed them all. And you know, I'm just saying, God, how life is so short. Rose didn't know that a 46-year-old just passing away. You know, and God's saying that we need to keep short accounts. And I just thought the devastation that's happened in Mexico. But this pastor was saying that Mexico people are calling out and saying, God, we need You. We need You. We need You. We're in Florida where the floods came. Oh, we can do this. We'll get up again. We will rise up. But, you know, we need to call out on the name of Jesus. We need Him. We need Him so much. We need Him so much. You know, and Jeremiah, the scripture really came to me. I'm going to prophesy soon. I just feel the prophetic rising, but this scripture God gave me last night. Do you love it when a scripture comes to you and it's like, wow, and you ponder on it and you ponder and it's like, yes, God, this is for us. This is a verse for us today. And it's in Jeremiah 24:7. I love it when you're just looking at your Bible and the scripture just pops out and it comes to you again. And I find God is opening up the Word more and more, and He wants to give us more revelation than we've ever had before. He's going to open it up. And it said, then I will give them a heart to know Me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be My people. And I will be their God, for they shall return to Me with their whole heart. And I really pondered on that, and I said, Father, I thank You that we can turn to You. And they shall be My people. We are blessed. And I feel that sometimes we don't realize what we have in us. You know, I've been you know, I've had the boys staying and I've had been with the family, and it's like you just don't realise how far they've walked away from God. And as these boys were sitting here today, I'm saying, God, touch them with the anointing. I want my family saved. I want my, you know, it says that his people will come back. And I believe our people are going to come back. Our prodigals are going to come home. Fullness, we're going to be restoring of everything. It's going to change. Something's happening because they're going to get where they look at the world and think, we need that. We need it. And that scripture is so powerful. They shall be my people, every part of it, and they shall return to me with their whole hearts. You know, and as I was pondering on the scripture, and I'm saying, God, is there any part of my heart that I haven't given over? Is there anything that I'm holding back? I can get into self-pity just like that. You know, my knee's been hurting and it's been ouch, ouch, you know. And you get out of being with God and your thoughts go on yourself. But, you know, it's like God's saying he wants our whole hearts, our whole beings, every part of us, from our little toe to our hair and our head. Whew. You know, like today I was dressed in a black top and the Lord said, I want to put your red one on. Put your red one on. I'm going, okay, God. The blood of Jesus is cleansing and purifying and full of the glory and the fire of his presence. Because I want the whole part of me to be filled with his presence. Yeah. You know, and I was crying out, and I said, Lord, I surrender every day. Do you surrender every day? I said, you know, even today, I said, God, I surrender what I'm speaking about. You just, if you want to shift it, change it, do whatever. But there's a real, where we surrender. And as I was pondering, I love to ponder in the things of God. And I said, God, how can I get close to you? Do you ever ask that? How can I really get so close to you? And do you know what he shared to me? Do you want to know? It's the power of the secret place. The power of the secret place. And, you know, in this time, we can be so taken out of that secret place. I was, you know, this child brings, can you pick up this grandchild? Could you go and do this? This one needs this one. And I was pulled left, right, and centre. And I'm going, I need the power of the resting place in God. How we need to have that time where we can rest with him in the power of the anointing. He wants to tell us new things that we've never heard before. He wants to give us new revelation. And it's in that secret place. It's in that time when nobody can get you. You take the phone off the hook. You throw your iPad in the cupboard. You take your mobile phone and you biff that. And you put the lock on the door. And you're just saying, I'm having that power time with Jesus. I'm that secret place. Isn't it amazing? Just to think, it's just you and the Lord. And he's going to tell you secrets. He's going to tell you things. Hallelujah. He is on the throne. He is saying amazing things. You know, I was reading somewhere, I said, you know about nuclear power, it zaps you, boom. I said, I'm that nuclear power in me. Do you like that? You can shift the atmosphere. It is so powerful that we need to, you know, be full of the glory. Like, such fear is coming on the earth. But when we go into that secret place, we should have peace. I don't know, who's been in a battle this week? I'm going to pray for you because I've been in a huge battle. The battle belongs to the Lord, but we're going to break it because I believe there's been an attack out, but I just want to break it because I feel I've got the anointing to break it because I've broken through. So if you feel that there's an issue in your life that you need an amazing breakthrough, let's stand now. Hallelujah. I just want you... to put what you're going through, just give it up into Jesus' hands. And even now you can go into that secret place with him. See, nothing is too difficult for him. He comes with power and anointing. And Father, I pray for every bit of attack that has come against these ones that are standing. Father, we take authority through the cross of Jesus, through the blood of Jesus, through the power of his mighty name, that, Lord, everything where the enemy has come and pulled people this way and that way, we break it now in the mighty name of Jesus. We break the power of every obstruction, every bit of witchcraft, everything that's been formed against you. We say, be gone in Jesus' name. I break it, I break it, I break it, I break it, I break it. And Lord, where there's mountains that seem so huge, Lord, and our faith has been weakened, we just pray, Father, for a breakthrough in Jesus' name. You know, I'm just feeling some of it, of what you're going through is huge, and you think, how's this going to happen? But God said that I'm on the throne, and I am right now, my eye is upon you, and I know exactly what you're going through. I know your everything about it. And he said, I'm going to go before you. And I'm going to make a way where there doesn't seem to be a way. And I just see things being broken in the spirit. I see sickness is being healed right now in Jesus' name. I see where people are in an addiction, where God said, I want to break that addiction right now in Jesus' name. I want to break the addiction. I want to break it. If that's you, he's breaking it. Let it go in Jesus' name. Let it go, let it go, let it go, because it stops you. We're coming into the presence of God. Lord, I just pray for restoration in all things and families. And directions for people. People that are waiting for loved ones to come into the kingdom. And the Lord is just saying to me, just if you're going through financial difficulties, please don't be ashamed. Just put your hand up, because it's going to be a miracle. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, you see their hands. And Lord, where people are having difficulty in their finances, I break the spirit of poverty right off you now in Jesus' name. I break every generational curse of poverty that has come down, and where the DNA has been, where there's been gambling in the DNA, we just say that be broken in Jesus' name. And Father, I pray right now, as that poverty has been broken, we just pray, Lord, you will open the heavens in finances, that, Lord, miracles will start happening now. Where, Lord, people are going to bed thinking, where, help me, and financially, help me, Lord. I just pray, Father, for an amazing miracle in Jesus' name. God said he will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. And we say, Lord, let there be a breakthrough in finances in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You please be seated. Thank you, Lord. How many people under 30 here? Can you come forward? And there's not many, is there? I'll make it 40 then, okay? Now, I just know there's some people here want to impart. We're passing on to the next generation. And God said to do this today, because these ones are going to go to another height. And this is on me so strongly. And I just want people that want to impart, you don't have to say anything, but I just want you to lay hands. God has given you much. You know, there's worshippers here, leaders. And I just want you to impart what God has given to you onto them. You might be an evangelist, you might be whatever, but I just, you know, God said when you impart, you multiply too. And the Lord is just saying that there's a new move amongst this age group. And I want you to put your hands out. Lord, we just pray, Father, you see, look down from heaven. And Lord, we just pray the impartation, Lord, of this generation, Lord, to rise up in the Spirit of God. Father, we just pray that you will just anoint them with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we just pray that you will baptize them with fire. Father, we pray that, Lord, they have a new call upon their heart. And Lord, where it's been difficult, Kia ora. Thank you. Just come with authority and just say, God, give it to them. Let the fire in their bellies. Let there be newness in God. Breakthrough anointing. Breakthrough anointing. Thank you, Jesus. Kura Baba. Release, release. Just receive. Fire in the bellies. Hallelujah. I want all you younger people now to get into tongues. I want you to get into tongues. Come on, I want you to get into tongues. God wants to release a greater language into tongues, into tongues. If you haven't got a language, you'll receive it. Release. Lord, let the be baptized in the Holy Spirit afresh. Come into tongues. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. God's stirring up the gift in you. Thank you, Jesus. And we break off every mindset of old. We just say, let the fire of his presence. Thank you, Jesus. Be filled, be filled, be filled. Thank you, Jesus. Increase, increase. Yes, filled, overflowing. Impartation. Well, breathe it in. Breathe them in, breathe them in. Whoa. Greater things. Whoa. I just want you to put your hands in the air now. I just want you to worship him. Amen. Amen. Whoa, please be seated. It's just power, it's just plastered up here. Can you feel the angelic realm? Hallelujah. I'm sorry, I am drunk. I've got notes here. I just feel that people are going through difficulties, and we are going to look at it. Matthew 8:23. Now, when he got into a boat, his disciples followed him, and suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea, that the boat was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. Isn't that amazing? Jesus slept through. Even there's going to be turmoil, there's going to be everything. But you imagine waves covering you and the boat being jostled around and Jesus slept. And I thought that is being in the secret place with him, isn't it? As being secret. But I just feel that the waves are being tossed around. Some of us feel like we've been going like this. I have. But God spoke to me through this, and I'm going, thank you, Jesus. Your word is so powerful. Whoo, where am I? And then the disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we are perishing. But he said to them, why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose. He arose. He arose and rebuked the winds. Isn't that amazing? I could hardly see this. And the sea, and there was great calm. Isn't that? And the Lord is saying, you know, there's a whole lot happening around us. Like John Kirkpatrick said, the whole earth is going to shake with earthquakes. And every day there's an earthquake, something's happening. But God, Jesus said, just sleep in me. Why be fearful? Why be afraid? I've got my hand upon you. I want to use you in this hour. And the wonderful thing is, Jesus got up and he just rebuked. And when you're having a dumb time and things don't seem to be going great and fear comes in, Jesus is saying, fear not. Rebuke. And I know that people have strongholds in their lives, and that, you know, and we just think, I want to get out of this. But rebuke, renounce. We're in a time where God is delivering just. It's not this one-on-one with all these questions to be answered. Who's done all that? Renounce this and this and this and this. God is coming sovereignly. And as we rebuke and as we let the power of God and let no fear come in, we get delivered. We get, God comes and he rebukes the things that are tossed around us. It's going to get worse, church. Even now, can you feel the atmosphere in New Zealand of the elections? Can you feel the atmosphere of what's happening? But God said, fear not. Rebuke the enemy. The waves will be calmed. The storm, whatever storm, he's in that storm. Hallelujah. You know, the Lord just said anxiety hit me this week. Fear comes sometimes, torment, unbelief, end time darkness. People are in sexual sin. The world is just, sin is just rife. And God wants to break it. He wants to come with his holiness. He wants to come with his glory. And do you know what? It's in you. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is in you. We can walk. I'm getting drunker and drunker. But it's like he is in us, and what we're carrying is so powerful that sin will not prevail around us. I believe our loved ones, they're going to come into our atmosphere, and they're going to say, whoa, is your house a place where the glory is that when people walk in, they go, whoa. Something's different here. Yes? Make it your secret place. I love my bedroom. The Spirit of God just comes. Whoosh. Just comes. And I get into bed because that's where I have my quiet time. You can have your secret place, you know, in the mornings. And the Holy Spirit just comes. I just go in there and straight away I'm in his presence. And that's what God is saying. I love it. Jesus was asleep. He was really with the Father, wasn't he? He was dreaming. He'd be giving visions and he'd just spoken. He was tired, but he rested. And he didn't fear what was happening around him. Isn't that for today? You know, and in James 4:8, I love it. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. But cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart. You double-minded. See, when we get into the secret place of God, he shows us our sins. Is that true? Shows up pretty quick, doesn't it? When you get in the fire of God, he speaks to us. And what can we be double-minded about? We can get into negativity. I just know that when I get so busy and I don't have time to get into the secret place, that's when anxiety comes in. That's when self-pity comes in. That's when my mind goes over and over things and I can't sleep. And then I'm in a cycle. And it was starting to happen. And I'm going, God, I want to get in that secret place with you. I want to be like Jesus, be able to just sleep in the boat. Wow. And not fear. Because, you know, the Lord said, arise, shine, for your light has come. Anybody else that has problems with generational sins coming into your mind? I'm going to break it right now. I just feel there's another three people. You know, it could be, whoa. You know, sometimes you'll be in worship and thoughts would come back. It is generational sins of the Father. I want to break it today. I've got the authority. I know. It's like it's going to break. Stand. You know, it's like me, all the Scottish stuff that came down and all this, and God's broken it. You know, hallelujah. Oh, he's going to break it. There's power, there's anointing. It's like, wow, hallelujah. Lord, I pray that you put an angel behind each one of these ones standing. And Father, we know that you cleanse the generational sins. And Lord, these ones have not been there, but Lord, it touches their mind sometimes. Sometimes it brings poverty. Sometimes it brings other stuff in. And Father, we thank you that we have power and authority to break and cut every generational curse, especially affects the mind and the heart and the soul. And Lord, I pray right now that, Lord, we take the sword of the Spirit, and Lord, with the angels behind them, we cut that generational curse that brings you into things that you don't want to go into, thought patterns. I break it in Jesus' name. I take authority because Jesus is in me. The blood of Jesus is here. And I break every generational curse in Jesus' name. Every occultish, every sexual spirit, every gambling spirit, everything, whoa, that is there, I break in Jesus' name. Whoa, Lord, I pray, let there be freedom. Let there be freedom in this place, Lord. You are the God of freedom, and I prophesy that over you. Freedom. We just pray it in Jesus' name. You know, when there's a generational thing that keeps coming up, we break it now in Jesus' name. People dying young, cancer, broken in Jesus' name. Never, 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 never to return. Generational curses broken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. He's broken it. Freedom. Whoa. I'm just going to finish off with these beautiful scriptures. Then I'll just get Nikki and John up. But these are my favorite. And this is what you do in the secret place. Okay. I just want you to shut your eyes and just say, God, this is what I want. This is Psalm 27, verse 4. One thing I've desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. When you said, Lord, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. And Father, I just pray those scriptures that, Lord, that we want to go into that secret place. Lord, that we want to be just calmed down. We just want to seek your beautiful face. We want to know you. Lord, we want our hearts to say, Lord, all I want to do is seek you. And I want to dwell in your house forever, Lord. I want eternity with your presence. I want to be touched by you, Holy Spirit. I just say, Holy Spirit, come. Just be touched. Just even now, he will show you his face. You know, some I just see him. He's wept for you. He's loved on you. He's treasured you. Oh God, let us be ones that are so followers of you, that we go into that secret place with you. And Lord, I pray that, Lord, as we do that, you open up new things and the mysteries of heaven to us. Lord, we need answers. And I pray, Lord, that answers will happen in Jesus' name. Let's just worship him.